All right, welcome everyone to our Let's Talk Dallas County program presented by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. I'm Logan Mance, the host, and our guest is the Dallas County engineer, Al Miller. Al, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Logan. I appreciate you having me on.
So was it a good, successful summer for the secondary roads department, Al?
It was. We got a lot of work done, of course. With the lack of rain, that helped out our construction. I know we need the rain, but construction-wise, I think we had a really, really good summer. Got a lot of projects done, and of course, we're blessed with having a really good staff here at Dallas County, and our guys did a really nice job getting work done.
Well, it seems like you were all around the county fixing some bridge and road projects. Could you fill us in what you accomplished? It looks like there's five major projects that you really want to touch on.
Yeah, the first one I'll talk about real quick. On R30, we had a 5-mile asphalt paving project that just finished up here recently. That project went from Highway 44 up to F31, about a 5-mile project, and the cost on that was about $5 million. Second couple of projects here, we had a bridge replacement on Pioneer Avenue, just north of 170th Street in Beaver Township that completed recently. We had an asphalt overlay project on Ute Avenue, or R22, between Interstate 80 and Boonville. That was a much needed project. It is a rehab job, but there's a lot of truck traffic. Of course, development in that area has been going like crazy. So that project was a nice one to get done to kind of hold us over on that particular road. We also had a project down in the River Oaks subdivision in the far southeast part of the county. It was a pavement replacement job, as well as some storm sewer and intake replacement job. And then our crews, in combination with a private contractor, did 4 box culverts on P-58 between Old Highway 6 and 44.
What would you say that was the main focus this summer of what you really wanted to accomplish?
We're looking pretty good on our bridges. We still have a handful that are, load rated and really need to be replaced, but we're trying to pick away at those, a couple a year. But our pavement, especially in kind of the southeast part of the county, is really in need of replacement. So we were able to, focus on R30 and R22 this summer and get some of the major areas that we've been patching and trying to stay ahead of, get those completed.
Is that because of age or just the winter conditions wearing down the concrete?
Yeah, a combination of all of the above, I think. We've got certain areas that have a lot more traffic, especially truck traffic, that's hard on our pavements. The two pavements that we did work on are 6-inch concrete pavements that are they're getting older, and with the increased traffic, they deteriorate fairly quickly once they start going.
Well, let's move on to next year. What are the bridge and maybe road projects that is next up in the docket that the Secondary Roads Department wants to accomplish once next summer rolls around?
Yeah, our major grading and paving job will be on P-46 between Highway 141 and Greene County. That's the pavement that goes through the city of Dawson. It's about a 2-mile job, and that'll take all next construction season there. We've got two bridge projects for next year, one on B Avenue over Mosquito Creek in Lincoln Township, and one on Ivy Place. It's a bridge replacement just on the south side of City of Perry.
Is that kind of the same reasons why these need to be prepared with truck traffic?
Those two bridges are old wood bridges. The one is actually closed right now. The one on Ivy Place is closed right now due to the structural condition of it. The other one on B Avenue is in the western part of Dallas County, and it's primarily for ag purposes, but it's just an old, getting close to 100-year-old wood bridge that just needs to be replaced.
Aren't those wood bridges just being replaced all over? Aren't you trying to get away from those wood bridges?
Yeah, wood structures have their place, but as far as county bridges are concerned, wood piling and foundations made out of wood are really kind of have a shorter lifespan than steel piling and concrete foundations. So that's what we're moving to, more of a 100-plus-year bridge design with those type of materials.
Again, we're speaking with the county engineer for Dallas County, Al Miller, on our Let's Talk Dallas County program. And winter is right around the corner, and I don't like to hear that, but it is. So the Secondary Roads Department is going to have to get prepared. What are the number of things that you do to really make sure that you're ready when the winter comes?
Well, one of the big things we like to do, early in the season is stock up on materials, specifically salt. We do participate in the Metro storage facility that a lot of the Metro area suburbs, as well as a few of the counties, participate in. So we actually purchased about 1,400 ton of salt that's currently stored there at the Grimes storage facility, and we have about 800 ton in our storage facility at our central maintenance site. So the materials are all there. On a typical year, that quantity of salt will take care of the entire winter. So yeah, the materials are on the ground. We haven't started outfitting our trucks yet, although that stuff's ready to go. The plows and the sanders the sanders and underbody blades and those kind of things. But here in the next month or so, we'll start outfitting trucks and getting ourselves ready.
You know, it's easy to get all the equipment ready, but what about your manpower? Do you feel confident in your staff that they're ready for the winter and hardworking? And just how would you evaluate your staff at the Secondary Roads Department?
Yeah, we're just blessed to have a really good staff here with Dallas County. And this is the first time since I've been with the county, which has been about 8 years, that we've actually are full staffed. We don't have any vacancies currently, so that's nice. Our motor grader operators, everybody's got experience with winter maintenance, and they do a really good job. And our truck drivers and folks that supervisors that go out to look at the roads and make some of the calls on what we're going to do in the wintertime, everybody's got experience. So we're feeling really good. Like I said, can't thank those guys enough for taking care of the roads here in Dallas County.
Well, thank you, Al, for the time. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you later down the road. No pun intended.
Thanks, Logan. I appreciate it.